Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. Hello, Rocky listeners. Morning number one with your crazy boy, Zach. As part of International Youth Week, Voice of the Youth, hashtag RRC Talks. And right now we have Judith. Well, Judith, can you kindly introduce yourself?
Oh, hi, everyone. My name is Judith Ramtharmoy, and I'm from St. Anthony's College, Shillong.
Okay, Judith, we are talking about, you know, youth. We are talking about HIV and AIDS. So can you just say what are the modes of transmission to all the listeners who are tuning in right now, especially to the youth?
Speaking on the modes of this transmission, HIV is spread only in certain body fluids from a person who has HIV. These fluids, they could be blood, semen, breast milk, vaginal fluids, etc. It spread through four main routes. The first route is by having unprotected sex. You can avoid HIV, you just have to abstain from this casual sex. The best thing is, be faithful to your partners. And second, by receiving HIV infected blood or blood products. Always use or always ensure that the blood you take from, it is from a licensed blood bank, so as to prevent yourself from this HIV. You have to ensure that the blood bag carries the sticker of mandatory testing for this. It has to carry the sticker that it is safe from HIV. It has to be tested before you receive such blood, so as to prevent yourself from this HIV.
Okay.
And by using unsterilized needles, syringes, always insist disposable or sterilized needles and syringes that you're going to use. Also, it mostly spreads from an HIV infected mother to her baby.
So Judith, as you mentioned that, you know, HIV can transmit from mother to child as well.
Yes.
So can you shed some light on that?
Oh yes, the unborn baby could be safe. The government of India has made it mandatory for pregnant women to get a test for this HIV. But in case the mother hasn't gone for the test and is later found out to be positive, she has already conceived a child, then the pregnant mother has to be administered with the drug nevirapine during labor, and also it has to be administered to the young born baby just after birth. In this way, the baby could be prevented.
Well, thank you so much, Judith. Well, this program actually is called Prevention of Parent-to-Child Transmission, or PPTCT. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. You're tuning in to the most rocking station, 93.5 FM. It's rocking.